I would like now to welcome Taylor King and Clay Balsamo, who are young poets, and Alex Traub, who is executive director of New Mexico Culture Net. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Nice to be here.
Thank you.
So we have an event coming up, which is the result of the Poets in the Schools program, and that is Poetry Jam 09, and that's going to be next week. Thursday. At 7 o'clock. So tell us about the Poetry Jam.
Poetry Jam happens once each year. We bring people together who work in our Poets in the Schools program. Very diverse group of poets, stylistically, generationally, culturally. And we try and showcase the poets and the students whom they mentor. And it's lovely because these two young people who are students now, in 5 years, or 10 years from now, they may be crazy enough to be some of the poets who come up and perform.
So each of you, Taylor and Clay, have been matched with poets from the community?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that come about? I mean, did your teachers say to you, hey, calling all poets?
We used to have in our English classes, a poet would come in, and at the very end, they'd announce that we had poetry club on Wednesday after school, and if you wanted to join, you could. So.
There's flyers all around the school that promote it.
And so you guys joined, and pretty soon, what happened on your end, Alex?
I hire poets to work directly in English classes. So they visit each class that participates at least three times. And they basically, the goal is to get the students actively writing and actively listening and sharing their stuff and getting used to polishing what they write, to revising and stuff like that. Taylor and Clay both belong to the poetry club, so they've had poets in their classrooms, and every Wednesday after school they meet for 1 to 2 hours and they read and they write, and it's a safe circle for them.
So we're going to have both of you read poems if you're into it. What did you get inspired into poetry in the first place by reading poets, for example, in English class?
I kind of got inspired by when the first poet came into our English class last year, and that really kind of got me going.
So it was really seeing somebody in person.
Yeah, basically.
Who was it?
His name was Danny Solis, Danny Solis.
Interesting. What about you, Taylor?
I don't know. I just like to write, I guess.
Would you like to read one of your poems?
Sure. Clay, do you want to go first? I have to find one.
Okay. Do you mind? Clay Balsamo is going to read one of his poems.
Okay. So this is called Up in the Sky, and I wrote it a few nights ago. Actually, no, a couple weeks ago, I guess. Okay, so... Up in the sky, the blind man flies, cries, is there anybody there? You there, cloud, tell me aloud, why are you so proud? Well, I got reincarnated from a raindrop, the cloud replies, feeling so top. Ah, said the blind man, nodding his head, instead. You there, sun, tell me aloud, why are you so proud? Well, I'm a sight to behold, not too old, I shine bright, I shine the light. Ah, said the blind man, nodding his head, instead. You there, moon, tell me aloud, why are you so proud? Well, I shine silver, I shine shine, I shine like a gold mine. Ah, said the blind man, nodding his head, instead. You there, blind man, tell us aloud, why are you so proud? Well, I see, said the blind man, nodding his head, and shrugging his shoulders, he just fled.
Clay Balsamo. What school are you at?
Santa Fe High.
Santa Fe High. What about you, Taylor? Also?
Yeah, I also go to Santa Fe High.
Would you like to read one of your poems?
Sure. It doesn't have a title. All these things are starting to sting. Out of everything, most of all, I'm sick of what I'm not being. Not being happy, not being satisfied, always having to hide, too many rules to abide by. So pack your bags and smoke your dope, because it's about time I give up on hope, just to stumble upon it again. I don't think I want you as a friend. Throw my mind into a blender with a dash of my heart. God forbid you and him have to part. And if I can, I'd like to ask, why bask in your own glory when it's not there? None of this is fair. When asked what you want to be when you grow up, you answered happy and free. Nobody should have to be trapped with someone just because you don't want to hurt them. Why can't we just be friends? Why did love have to enter the picture? Fix that hieroglyph, or I think I meant hieroglyphic. Cure it quick, because I'm sick of getting the bad end of the stick. Why is it me you had to pick? Don't get me wrong, you're perfect. But it's not you, it's me, because no matter what, I just can't be happy. Something always has to go wrong. I think you've had it too long. If it's my time to die, at least let me leave on the next high.
Taylor King. So we've got two students from Santa Fe High who are going to be reading tonight at Poetry Jam 09 at 7 o'clock at the Lensic. So tell us about some of the other poets who are going to be there.
Well, we've got a broad range of poets, both student poets and the poets from the community. We've got a wonderful rapper, hip-hop poet named Idris Goodwin, who's also a National Endowment for the Arts fellow in playwriting. We've got D.G. Okpik, who's an Alaska Native American poet, Adan Baca, Rosalie Triana, Rochelle Meckenbeer, Carmelita Jaramillo. And we've got a couple of the poets from the Santa Fe Indian School's poetry team coming. And we also have a number of musicians or poets who work with musicians. Madi Sato, who is both a poet and a wonderful singer. Lauren Kant, who has a show on KSFR.
Right. And she's a wonderful poet and wonderful jazz DJ.
Yeah. And so we're delighted to have her. Ray Taylor, who is the aunt of Julie Hasted, who is the sponsor of the Poetry Club. So yeah, it's really a broad range of poets. Outside In is sponsoring this duo named The Tubers. They're a hip-hop duo from Albuquerque, and they're really terrific as well. And then we've got some of our spoken word slam champions, Danny Solis, Clay mentioned, Manuel Gonzalez, Ken Rodriguez, and these guys have all won major slam competitions. So it's going to be very varied. The great Joan Logie will be there, Michelle Holland. I mean, it's just, if you want a snapshot, an inspirational snapshot, this poetry jam is going to be it.
And the tickets are very inexpensive, especially for students and teachers. Tell us more, Alex Traub, about New Mexico CultureNet.
We were founded 12 years ago, and the idea was to connect people, ideas, and resources using the internet. And the first project we did on the internet was a collaboration with a class at the University of New Mexico, and was doing an online poetry contest for teens. And we were surprised at how popular it was, because we had groups of students from every corner of the state participating. It was all done via email. And the email went to a website, and then we had poets judging the poems. And so it was absolutely terrific. That led to Poetry Jam, and that also led to our Poets in the Schools program. So in the last couple of years particularly, we have narrowed our focus really pretty much exclusively to education. We still, you know, have our online presence, the CultureNet website, and our online calendar, but our main commitment is to education, to literacy, and inspiring, empowering young people.
Now, have the two of you read in front of bunches of people before?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we did at a competition at Warehouse 21. We both read something.
Uh-huh. And so now here you are at the Lensic.
Yeah.
Looking out into a sea of faces.
Yeah.
Are you nervous or not so much?
I'm a little bit, but I'm in drama at school, so I'm kind of used to being up on stage.
So I would think that listening to both of your poems and the way the rhymes are, I don't know if this is right or not, but I hear the influence of rap poetry and rapping in general. Is that something you both listen to?
I listen to a little bit of rap, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I only listen to like one rap artist, but
I guess it just sort of seeps. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe it just sort of seeps in around the edges anyway.
No, you're absolutely right. That's how the whole Poets in Schools program really got started, because we knew that whether they listen to this kind of music or not, it's part of their culture, and they're open to it. So a poet goes into a classroom, and she may say, "How many of you write poetry?" And all kinds of hands go up, and not just girls. And so we've got a little open door, and what we're trying to do is squeeze through that open door and foster literacy. And I mean, these two folks, you know, Taylor and Clay, they're, you know, we don't have any, we're not worried about them in terms of their dedication and their academic excellence and all that. But a lot of times kids who aren't so engaged, the poets come in and they go, they wake up, they start participating. We also hear from the teachers that when the kids know the poets are coming in, they don't ditch.
Really?
Yeah. Attendance is 100% when the poets come in.
Isn't that amazing?
It's sweet.
I don't think we had poets coming into the schools when I was in high school. Did you?
No. We didn't like poetry when I was in high
school.
No,
we did. Well, that's, I mean, the thing is, we had to memorize poetry when I was in high school, and I'm glad that we did, but most of it really wasn't that relevant to the lives we were living. And it seems that when you've got Danny Solis and whoever else coming in, I mean, at least they're alive and presumably writing about things that are of some concern to the people they're talking to.
No, it's extraordinary. And the poets come out of their various communities. I mean, do we represent all the communities in Santa Fe? No. But do we have Native American voices? Do we have, you know, Chicano voices from the barrio? Yes. You know, do we have diversity in age and perspective and all that? We really do. And even in a poet like Joan Logie, she has the gentlest and most affecting humor and irony and ability to describe things, and she's quite wonderful.
And hearing somebody, it's so interesting that hearing somebody describe something in literature makes you more able to see things in your own life. They're nodding. It's all happening tonight, Thursday, the 16th of April at 7 o'clock at the Lenzick Performing Arts Center. Alex Traub is Executive Director of New Mexico CultureNet. Taylor King and Clay Balsamo are sophomores, I think, at Santa Fe High.
Yeah.
And young poets who will be participating along with many other people. If you would like more information, you should call
988-1234.
And that's the number for the Lenzick. Thank you all very much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a little break right now. We will be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.